Welcome to Podcastify, your personal generative AI podcast. Hello, listeners, and welcome to another exciting episode. Today, we're diving deep into the world of AI-powered coding, specifically with the newly christened Bolt DIY. I'm so pumped about this.
Bolt DIY? Didn't they used to be called something else? This whole AI coding scene is moving so fast, it's hard to keep up.
You're telling me. It started as Bolt Fork, morphed into AutoDev, and now it's landed on Bolt DIY. But the name isn't the real news here. It's the integration with DeepSeek and Gemini 2.0 Flash.
Wait, Gemini 2.0 Flash? I'm intrigued. Does this mean we can finally ditch expensive options like Bolt or V0?
Exactly. DeepSeek and Gemini offer comparable, if not better, performance at a fraction of the cost. And get this, Gemini is completely free. It's a game changer, especially for folks just getting started with AI-assisted coding. Plus, DeepSeek V3 via Hyperbolic offers free credits, and you can even tap into Llama 3.3 with Grok or Cerebrus for free API access. The options are endless.
Wow, that sounds almost too good to be true. But what about the actual updates to Bolt DIY itself?
Plenty of goodies there too. A new Git clone button, URL import, a prompt library for various use cases, automatic package.json detection, a visual selection tool, error detection with autofix suggestions. The list goes on. They've even integrated Perplexity.
Okay, you had me at visual selection tool. That sounds incredibly useful. I'm guessing you've already taken it for a spin?
Oh, absolutely. I asked it to build a playable synth keyboard, and DeepSeek churned it out like lightning, even faster than Clay, with no rate limits in sight. Although it initially stumbled because Vite wasn't installed. But here's where the new error detection feature comes in. Hit the fix button, and boom, V installed, synth keyboard running flawlessly.
Impressive. Did you push it any further?
You know me, always pushing the limits. I then asked it to add a heading, just a simple king title, and it handled it perfectly. Fast, efficient, and accurate.
But what about this visual selection tool you mentioned? How does that work in practice?
It's pretty neat. You essentially take a screenshot of the code block you want the LLM to focus on, then ask it to refine it. The only catch is that it requires an LLM with vision capabilities, like Clay or Gemini 2.0 Flash. DeepSeek doesn't have that yet, which is a shame, but you can always switch models for tasks that need it.
I see. So switching models mid-process is possible? That's a nice touch. Anything else worth highlighting?
Definitely. You can download chat history, code, sync with existing projects, even push directly to GitHub. It's a fully featured coding powerhouse.
This is really making me rethink my current workflow. I'm almost sold. Any final thoughts?
Bottom line, Bolt DIY with DeepSeek or Gemini is a game changer. It's economical, flexible, and incredibly powerful. The free access to Gemini and DeepSeek's resources is just icing on the cake. Definitely give it a try. That's it for this episode of Podcastify. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.